This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thursday, November the 14th is upon us. It's the DJV program. Lots of audio, lots of information. I suppose you can use your imagination to think about what Jennifer Horn looks like at this very moment, or Victoria Keelan. What does she look like at this very moment? Kara Schillen in the control room in Washington. Yeah, all those big screens and the dials and the lights and the phones. And oh, boy. Pretty exciting to think about what we're all doing, right? I'm ready to go. Yes. All right, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. Jennifer would like to give us a quick update on what's going on in the impeachment. Is it a sad day for America? Is it a big scam? Is Adam Schiff public enemy number one? What's the scoop?
Yes. Ding, ding, ding.
Answer to all those questions.
Well, let's see. Day one is in the books, and there were 5.5 hours of testimony from two people, George Kent and Ambassador Bill Taylor. And both of them delivered testimony, and Democrats and Republicans got a chance to ask them questions. Most of the questioning was done by counsel, Daniel Goldman for the Democrats and Steve Castor for the Republicans. So the 45-minute chunk was actually done by an outside counsel. And I think, I don't know that the needle was moved in any direction. I think most people are still either behind the president or behind the Democrats. And I don't know that this was very effective. These were supposed to be sort of the star witnesses for the Democrats. They were the strongest, I guess, with testimony against President Trump. And I don't know that any needles were moved. And so for that reason, a lot of people are going, do you think Nancy Pelosi's on suicide watch right now? Because not only Democrats had a lot to risk in this as well. It wasn't just all President Trump who's taken a lot of political fire. His approval rating hasn't moved. So for that to happen, I mean, and obviously we'll watch it as these public hearings get underway, but for that to happen, if people are still kind of staying where they are and haven't changed their mind about President Trump, well, then what is the point for Democrats? So,
wait,
I don't know.
She was pushed,
into this without any bipartisan support, and now here we are.
Hold the phone. Chris Matthews thinks that the impeachment hearings are like the O.J. trial. There you go.
In what way? Except less exciting.
Yeah. And I think it's fine, like watching paint
dry. I think that's the problem in all this, is it's so, it's boring topic and subject matter.
And the negative news coverage on Trump, it's just all negative, all beat him up, all go get him. It's so obvious. It's so predictable. It's so boring. And it's just, go. You know, there's nothing else going on, even in Washington. I thought one of the interesting stories from yesterday, Jennifer, was how the Senate is pushing to pass some legislation to support the protesters in Hong Kong. Both sides of the aisle. This is something that seems to be bipartisan. The old fossil Mitch McConnell has brought the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act to the floor. So it should pass, right? Wouldn't it pass?
He finally brought something to the floor.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
hundreds of bills sitting there that he refuses to even look at.
To look at. Yeah. Right. Exactly. Anyway, so the bill requires Washington to assess Hong Kong's status as a trading partner, as well as imposing sanctions and other penalties against those who undermine the city's autonomy, which would be, hello, the Chinese government. How are you going to deal with that? The Chinese, what do they have to say about this? Anybody see what the Chinese are saying in turn?
They're not happy with us at all. Yeah. No, they've criticized us for trying to interfere, and they warn that they'll take countermeasures against us.
So does this impact the trade talks,
probably.
One wonder?
Probably, yeah.
Well, I think that's why it's been such a tough road, because they're trying not to disrupt the talks, which seemingly have been, they seemingly have been going well. That's according to both sides. So, I don't know. The next part, by the way, before we move on from impeachment, is more of this tomorrow. Marie Yovanovitch, who got fired in April but is somehow testifying about a July phone call, is going to be part of the witnesses
really?
On Friday. Yeah. And get ready, because President Trump's going to release another transcript, most likely today, of a first phone call. So the prequel of the July 25th phone call should come out at some point today from the White House.
Mm-hmm. All right. So there's that story. Here's another Washington story. The State Department has told citizens here not to go to Bolivia. A family member, actually, they're taking family members of government employees to get out. They're bringing them out of the country because of the political instability there. How many people do you suppose on the street know even where Bolivia is? Raise your hands if you know where Bolivia is, please. Where is Bolivia? Do you know where Bolivia is?
Oh, South America,
safe,
right?
It's south of... yes, it is.
South of Mexico.
South of Mexico, down Bolivia way. Protests there have been going on for weeks as well because of the election there that was rigged. Sounds like this is an epidemic in South America. Venezuela's election was rigged. There is so much... I think I told you the story when I came back from Peru last year, how corrupt everything is in South America. Governments are unbelievably corrupt. There hasn't been an elected president in Peru for... they've had a new president every year because the president in office gets put in jail for corruption. That's happened six times.
That's the kind of government young people in this country want for our country, which is
right. They want to have
pretty ridiculous.
You're talking about
the
shining
model for socialists was Venezuela. Remember how rich Venezuela used to be and how poor and corrupt it is now? That's like been the shining model for people who preach socialism, and now look at it.
Yeah, I don't think what's your definition of young people, Jennifer?
I think people who identify as democratic socialists.
Well, but you said something about young people.
The young Bernie supporters tend to be.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think any of them are looking to Venezuela as a model for anything. Most of them probably couldn't find Venezuela on a map.
That's where the movement started.
Well,
was with, oh, look at what
problem.
We've done in Venezuela. Right, and now look at it.
That's kind of the problem, though, is people don't know where. I remember when we went into Iraq in 2003, there wasn't one in 30 who knew where Iraq was. The problem here is in scope and understanding how the people who are, I find in Europe especially, that there is much more knowledge about America and Americans than vice versa. There are many Americans who don't know what most of the major countries are, even in Europe. Never mind Africa or South America. We are woefully ignorant. And I keep coming back to this because, in my mind, there's an obvious, determined plan to keep our country, the people coming along, dumb. And the average, not intelligent people like I was going to say us, but certainly the ladies. Kara is very intelligent. Victoria did, and that's not patronizing. They just did well in school and have played that into good jobs and good life. But and probably even in your circle of friends, there aren't people that I'm talking about. But I'm sure that you know, maybe even remembering back to when you were in high school, some of the people who just were there occupying time and space, weren't interested. And this is a lot of people not interested in learning anything, never mind about the rest of the world, but learning anything. And so it makes us all wonder about, why it is that we have to take care of so many people because they aren't achieving what they perhaps potentially could do because they're not inspired. I think no matter what, I think we all pretty much need inspiration. We all have people in our lives who have inspired us, whether it be teachers, more often than not it is, maybe parents, maybe relatives and friends, but we all need some kind of encouragement and inspiration. And that often has come in my situation, at least, from school. I remember all of my teachers. I remember all of the things. I have a quick mind, and I'm thankful for that, remembering things that I learned in the second grade, the third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, in junior high school, college. And they have helped to maintain or push me into where I am. If I have any intelligence at all, it's because of the people who are around me that inspire me. Certainly, I'm an inquisitive sort, but at least I got answers. Today, I don't know that kids get answers. Do they? When they have a question?
Google.
Ah, there we go. They go to the device. Yep, okay. So they don't have to really think. They just go push a few buttons and bingo, they have the answer.
And then and that who controls the answers problem. That they get?
Yeah, where is are the answer? That's a very good question. Where is that information coming from? And I think there's so much liberalism in a lot of the stuff that, and I mean liberal. Liberal is a fabulous word because it can be used in so many different ways. In this circumstance, I think I'm liberal in many ways. Liberal, depending on how you define it. Open-minded, free-spirited, that sort of thing. But maybe I should come up with a different way of maybe that term socialism that you used, Jennifer, is appropriate. But there's a move afoot to discredit a lot of knowledge and understanding, even empathy for people. And so, anyway, I'm off on a tangent, and I need to talk about my pillow for a second. May I do that, please? Actually, I want to talk about the towels. You ladies get your towels yet?
Mm-hmm.
You're all being sent towels. What color did you order?
I got a set of white towels. I'm actually white looking towels. At them right now. Yeah, I just opened them.
Mm-hmm. Boring. Why'd you get white? Why'd you get
because
something?
I needed navy,
blue.
And they don't make navy. So.
Ah!
So it's either, my bathroom is navy and white. So if they don't have navy, then I have to go with white.
That makes sense. All right. Jennifer's probably gone. So what are we? I have I got a set of pastel green. And don't ask me why. I don't think in the same way you do. I don't think about what colors are on the bathroom.
Why would you want towels that clash with your bathroom?
I don't know. I just thought that my bathroom is yellow, blue, and white. And I didn't really think about it. I just thought, okay, these are kind of cute. And so I chose that.
All right.
Is that okay? You're not, so that means
do
you don't come
you
to my house and use my bathroom, I guess, under the circumstances. Mostly, I have white towels. And most of them, unfortunately, they all look great. Some embroidered, nicely done. But they don't absorb. The MyPillow towels that are new on the market absorb the water. That's what you want. Hello. Ding, ding, ding. Isn't that what a towel is supposed to be for? So in this new packet that you can get at MyPillow.com, by the way, for 30% off the introductory price, two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths, USA, 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 made in the USA, from USA-grown cotton. So let's try to put ourselves into the perspective of understanding or looking into the towels that we have, and I know you're complaining about how they don't really dry you off. So let's change. Let's go to MyPillow.com and go to the Radio Listener Special page. Get 30% off these amazing towels. Use the promo code DJV. All right? Great radio specials on everything else they have at MyPillow.com, too. But let's try these new towels, see how you like them. Promo code DJV for 30% off at MyPillow.com. Does someone you know or love have type 2 diabetes? Well, they're not alone. One in three Americans has type 2 diabetes. It could be pre-diabetic. Check out Curalin to help support healthy glucose levels. Curalin is a dietary supplement that addresses the issue of glucose support. Curalin is a blend of ancient Ayurvedic practices and modern science, and it works very quickly. Curalin is comprised of 10 natural ingredients. Each one has been tested for its specific effect on glycemic response. So if you need support maintaining healthy blood sugar levels, you owe it to yourself to check out Curalin.net. Curalin does not only support blood sugar, but it helps support weight loss, digestion, and reduces cravings. For a limited time, DJV listeners will receive $20 off their first order. Tens of thousands of people have found that finally there's an easy and natural way to manage healthy blood sugar levels. Visit Curalin.net and enter promo code DJV to reclaim your life. That's Curalin, Curalin.net, code DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, at the Health Freedom Expo October 25th and 26th in Tinley Park near Chicago. The Health Freedom Expo is an incredible weekend exploring the latest in natural and alternative medicine with more than 100 lectures, workshops, and exhibits. Meet leading experts including Patch Adams, Lisa Oz, Ocean Robbins, Doc Wallach, Aaron Elizabeth, and so many more. Plus, I'll host a luncheon and discussion on natural healing breakthroughs. The Health Freedom Expo can help you learn to achieve a naturally vibrant and healthy life. Join us to explore how you can take your wellness into your own hands and meet others who are doing the same thing. Get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976. That's 1-888-658-3976. TrinityHealthExpo.com or 1-888-658-3976.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Things I'll sing along with, ladies, and some of them I won't. Number five this week as we go to Throwback Thursday music. And I love the musical focus on a particular year in musical history. This is 1961. Top five songs from this week in 61, starting with Brenda Lee. I'm the biggest fool of all. Fool number one was number five this week. Brenda was 16, 15, 16 at the time. Wasn't she? She was featured prominently in the history of country music. Remember? Did you see that? I haven't seen it because I don't have PBS, but I
plan on seeing it whenever it gets released somewhere else.
All right, here was either the number one, or it was the first or second big hit for Ray Charles. I think it may have been the first. Hit the road, Jack. You've come back no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more. What you say?
Oh, woman, don't treat me so mean. You're the meanest old woman that I've ever seen.
Great.
I guess if you said
so,
I'd have to pack my things and
go. That's right. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more.
What you say?
No, that's number four.
Just tuning into our show for the first time, and that's what they hear.
They'll be here forever. They'll love it. All right, so there's Ray Charles. If you're calling, if you're listening for the first time, we have music as a focus in every hour of the program during this portion of the hour. And on Thursdays, we go back to a particular year in history to satisfy my musical yearnings to sometimes sing along. For example, I may do just that. This is a song from a group called the Dobells. Hit the big loud button there. This is a story about a camp dance ground in Bristol, New Hampshire, where they did the Bristol Stomp. The essence of the beginning of the doo-wop era. I get goosebumps listening to this because I know the dance hall where this originated up on Bristol Lake in Bristol, New Hampshire. Ho! Oh! Come on, ladies, you want to? You know you want to dance to this, right?
All you. This is all you.
Me. Really? Huh. Don't you love the beat, though? Isn't this fun? Come on. Crank it up. That's, nobody's getting it. I just love that beat. It's as sharp as pistol when they do the Bristol Stomp. Really something when the joint is jumping when they do. Next. Okay, this is another good one. Number two this week in 1961 belonged to Dion DiMucci, who just was going by Dion with the Belmonts. Run around Sue, you no good dirty so-and-so. From a run around Sue, yeah. This is real music. Right? Stay away from Run Around Sue. Yeah. Ooh, whoa. Well, this is more New York doo-wop. Emphasis on the wop, I think, in this circumstance. All right, anyway. Number one song was one of those story songs. 5 weeks at number one. First song for Jimmy Dean. Big.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245. Kind of broad at the shoulder, narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you knew you'd give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big John.
Big
Bad John.
All right, so there they are. Top five songs this week in 1961. Brenda Lee, Ray Charles, and the Bells, Dion, Jimmy Dean. 28 past the hour here on the DJV program. Aren't you happy you tuned in?
If you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans where he got in a...
Try the new CBD-infused beverages at your local store.
You gotta try the new CBD burger. CBD makes my life great.
CBD.
Just stop. When a new supplement is all the rage, how do you know what to believe or where to go? It's easy. You go with the people who've been perfecting supplements for over 25 years. Purity Products. And now Purity is offering the new CBD Super Formula. It combines the power of organic full-spectrum CBD from hemp oil, plus clinically tested botanicals in one little capsule that soothes aching joints, promotes good mood, healthy sleep, and stress relief. Even better, you can get a $9 trial with free shipping today. And with AutoShip, you save money and can cancel anytime. For your CBD Super Formula $9 trial, call now. Dial 1-800-484-5939. That's 1-800-484-5939. 1-800-484-5939.
A focus on losing weight. For some people, it's a year-long battle. For some people, it lasts 10 years. For some people, it lasts their entire lifetime. Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, which is a weight loss product that is completely natural. It's not like some of these crash diets where you lose 30 pounds in 30 days. No.
Most people do see inches and pounds within the first 4 to 6 weeks of taking the product. But our 90-day program is where our huge 86% success rate is. So if you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better while you're taking it, too.
So go to calotren.com, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, and right now there's a huge special, as I mentioned. Don't miss out on your way of saving a lot of money, saving your life, saving your health. Go to calotren.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the first public U.S. House impeachment hearing yesterday, Ohio Republican Jim Jordan said Ukraine did not end up investigating Democrats. Jordan also saying Ukraine eventually got nearly $400 million in the planned U.S. military aid. So he says in the end, nothing bad actually happened.
Three meetings with the president of Ukraine, the new president, and no linkage.
The five-and-a-half-hour hearing featured testimony from two veteran diplomats. Facebook is taking action against fake accounts on its site. The social media giant's latest community standards enforcement report showing 5.4 billion such accounts have been taken down this year, more than the 3.3 billion removed last year. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Four at the hour Tuesday. Today's Wednesday. Where am I?
Thursday. Thursday.
Oh yes. How quickly they forget. They being me, I guess, in this circumstance. Why did I think that? I was looking around at some stuff. I have numbers in front of me, stories in front of me, screens in front of me, clocks in front of me.
Don't rewind my week. I'm ready for Friday.
Yeah. Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
This has been another one of those just long weeks.
Really? Mm-hmm. I never think the weeks are long. All right, let's get to Victoria Keelan, Jerry Kara, Shill, and Doug Steffen. The college admissions scandal continues to unfold. In what way?
Well, the longest sentence so far has been handed down, and this could mean some not great news for Lori Loughlin and her husband. This time, the sentence was for real estate executive Toby McFarlane. He was sentenced to 6 months in prison. Now, we know Felicity Huffman famously got 13 days, and so this is a lot longer than that. He also has to pay $150,000 in fines, and he has to do 200 hours of community service. And this, the reason that this is a bad sign for Lori Loughlin and her husband, this guy paid Rick Singer, who was the mastermind of all this, he paid him $450,000 to get his son and his daughter into USC as quote-unquote star athletes. Now, Lori Loughlin did the same thing. Her two dumb daughters got in, and she paid, I think it was maybe $600,000 is what she paid. So if this guy got 6 months, if you're basing it on how much money was spent, she and her husband could conceivably get maybe 8 to 10 months in prison. And so this guy, what he did, McFarlane, his daughter had never played soccer before. But through Rick Singer, she submitted her application to USC in 2013, and essentially she even attached, I mean, this went bold, she even attached an essay where she said that her parents had a hard time attending her soccer matches because she was such an aggressive player, and that the other parents would make negative comments about number 8, and turns out she had literally never played soccer ever in her life. So
well, that
they
takes
really,
some kind of chutzpah, doesn't it?
I know, right? They took the lie all the way. Now, the son was accepted to USC as a basketball recruit in 2017. His application listed his height at 6'1" tall. Guess how tall he really is?
5'3".
5'5".
5'5", okay, that's
yes,
close.
He was 5'5", and so lied and said he was 6'1", and had said that he played on his varsity high school team for 2 years, and he actually did not. So this is just how any of this got through the USC system. Not just USC, this happened at Yale,
how badly
with soccer as well.
Maybe they paid off some of the people
they
in
the
did. Admissions
they
office
had a coach,
well.
Yeah, the coach at Yale, I think it was the women's soccer coach, got arrested. And whoever was involved at USC has been arrested now too, and is going to be charged. But so the next step we'll see. I think it's not until May, or maybe early spring, that Lori Loughlin and her husband will go before the
trial.
They
why
have
is it taking them so long?
Because they've pleaded not guilty, and everyone else has pleaded guilty. So the guilty sentences. So now, that's the other thing. This guy pleaded guilty and got 6 months. If Lori Loughlin and her husband stick with their not guilty plea and are found guilty, then the judge is going to give them an even
see
bigger sentence.
See you later, alligator.
Yeah, right. Not great news.
Adios. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. Thanksgiving and plans for Thanksgiving. 2 weeks from today is Thanksgiving. If you have not booked a trip, if you're planning on flying, I would suggest you plan on driving because you won't find a seat. Well, you'll find a seat, but what will it cost you to buy that seat? At this point, every single airline is pretty much booked up and booked out and sold out. And according to the TSA, they're doing some research, and they claim that 26.8 million people will travel through airports between November 22nd and December 2nd, 4% increase over last year, the highest number of people to get on an airplane in the history of flight. So you really are, I won't travel. I don't go to my children's house in Los Angeles. I just won't go that week. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to go the week after, the weekend after, and I was saying earlier today to the ladies that I priced a trip that at this time of year will cost $200-$300 to do a round trip to L.A., $895 if you can find a seat.
Is that just Thanksgiving week or
the
weekend?
That's well, it is from the pretty much 22nd to the 2nd of December. I put in, when I was putting in, looking for a price, it was December 1st back December 3rd. That was and it just is that so. And I had forgotten that December, that Thanksgiving comes late. It's always the last, it's the fourth Thursday of November, and this year it's the last week of November. So, don't expect to get anywhere very fast if you are going, if you already got a trip planned. It's just one of those, it's one of those things. It's fun to see the relatives, but is it worth all the aggravation of going through that bump and grind in the airports? For me, the answer is no. Here is talking about charging people. The grand jury out in Colorado found the two police officers were justified in killing that black teenager who was shot any number of times in the back during the foot chase. Remember that last year? Or was it this year? I don't remember. It was in.
Oh, there are so many, I can't keep track.
I know, that's the point. That kind of is the point to all of these things. And when we, you know, I can, some people say, oh, well, you sound so judgmental with that. Well, you know, kind of, I guess I am, or we are, because it just
shouldn't
seems
we all feel judgmental about
well,
that?
Some people don't.
But a young kid was shot in the back? Yeah. Really?
Number of times.
Yeah, that's how our police are trained?
Yeah. I don't. Well, I'm not sure about that being training. It just is the reaction. I had a reaction to something. My uncle, for whom I am named, was the commander of the USS Wahoo in the Second World War. I was thinking about this the other day when I went to see the movie Midway. He was still alive when that, as a matter of fact, he was involved in the mission to capture Midway, running the Wahoo. There was his submarine was discovered off the coast of Sakhalin Island in the Straits of Japan. Just it's the Russian side, and the sub was only in 850 feet of water. And I noticed that there was another sub that was found off the coast of Japan recently, 75-year-old error in coordinates of where the sub was, and that's what happened to my uncle's sub. The Russians knew it had, since 1984, the sub was there, and they just didn't pay any attention to it. And then some American found it, and this sub, the Greyback, sank in February of 1944 in the East China Sea, sank 14 ships, according to the Navy, during World War II. My uncle's ship sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the war than any other sub. So this fellow, Tim Taylor, who founded the Lost 52 Project, aims to unearth all of the World War II submarines that haven't been found. This was in 1,400 feet of water southwest of Okinawa. They used some kind of a system. I remember when they had the tribute for my uncle on Pearl Harbor, the captain of the ship that sunk his sub was at Pearl for that event. You gotta think, wonder, there were, you know, it's just, it's a kind of amazing when you go back that far and find some of these things and what it does for the family. You gotta wonder that sometimes as well. But it is worth mentioning, I think, and because of the connection to my family and the sub, I thought I'd tell you that story quickly. Here's another story that's worth repeating. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system, not only in our country, but all around the world. This product has gone international. When you compare, you can do an at-home teeth whitening comparison using power swabs and whitening strips and dental trays and some of those whitening pens that are around and even toothpaste and rinses that claim they'll whiten your teeth. Without strips or trays, in 5 minutes you'll see results using power swab, average of 6 shades whiter in 7 days, no sensitivity at all, and visible results. That's what I like. Get free shipping. When you call the order line, it's 800-208-1797. You get 40% off plus an additional $10 off plus a free quick stick to whiten up your teeth on the go. Great deal for great product that gets great results. Whiten your teeth. Call 800-208-1797 for the special deal using the DJV code. 40% off plus an extra $10 off plus the quick stick. 800-208-1797 and smile.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's so much hate.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 at the hour now in the DJV program. I was mentioning earlier that this is World Diabetes Day, and actually it's Diabetes Month. So we have invited Dr. David Aaron to join us. He's the director and clinical program research and education person at the Cleveland VA Medical Center. And we specifically bring in the discussion of veterans who have diabetes for this focus. And I guess, Dr. Aaron, this is there something special other than the treatment they might get or where they might get it? Diabetes is diabetes, is it not?
Well, diabetes is diabetes, but more veterans have diabetes than others. There are certain risk factors. For example, exposure to herbicides for those who are in country in Vietnam have a higher frequency of type 2 diabetes. And
why would that be, doctor? What is there that causes that?
It's not really known. And that's the thing about medicine, and I've been a VA physician for 40 years, and I do diabetes research myself. There's so much that we don't know and so much that is left for us to know. And I just couldn't help listening to you talk about the USS Wahoo. Because I knew about the USS Wahoo.
Did you?
Before you mentioned it, and Commander Mush Morton.
Mush Morton, that's what they call him. He talked like he had hot potatoes in his mouth. He was my great uncle. I was named for him. His name was Dudley Walker Morton. My name is Dudley Stephan. My given name is Dudley. And how did you know about him? How did you know? Just out of curiosity.
Well, it's, you know, as someone who takes care of veterans, it's important for me to understand where people come from, what their experiences is, so that I can be a better physician for them. Mm-hmm. In Cleveland, we have a submarine, the USS Cod, which I've been on. And it's just incredible to be inside one of these things and what people had to live
in. I've been inside one of those subs. The cramped quarters, they were so small. There were usually about 80 crew members in these things. It really is a pretty amazing thing. So to go back to the diabetes discussion, is it stress that may create? We're talking about stress that people live under when they're working in these conditions and living and fighting. Is this part of the cause of diabetes?
It's very likely that stress in one form or another does play a role. Diabetes today, the most common form, type 2, which accounts for about 90 to 95% of people with diabetes, the most common association is obesity.
Wow.
By far. Mm-hmm. And we are in the midst of an epidemic, unfortunately.
Yeah. Right. So what's the VA doing for men and women from the service arena that have diabetes?
Sure. So we think of diabetes as a condition that involves not just the individual, but the surroundings of that individual. So we do work on trying to find cures for diabetes. There's that aspect of research. Yeah. My own particular research is around how do we provide care more effectively for people who have diabetes, given the tools that we have.
Is that part of what you write about in your new book, Complex Systems in Medicine, A Hedgehog's Tale of Complexity in Clinical Practice, Research, Education, and Management? A lot of words there, but I'm wondering if that isn't part of what you write about.
It is definitely among the things that I write about, and there are a couple of chapters in there specifically about diabetes and how we have to think of it from a systems perspective and not just an individual. As important as that as important as every single patient that I see is to me, it's part of a much, much bigger problem.
Wow. Were I to have had the problem, if I had been in the service, I certainly would want to have you for my doctor, Dr. David Aaron, who's director of the clinical program at the Cleveland VA. If you go to research.va.gov, you can find out if you've been in the service. And I would imagine that there's an offshoot of this information that's helpful for anybody who's got diabetes, type 2 diabetes. But again, the website is research.va.gov. Thanks very much, Dr. Aaron. Great to talk to you. Thank you for your insight.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
More people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube. From the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive. The list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio. The media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!" I want you to get up right now. Get up, go to your windows, open them, and stick your head out and yell, "I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!"
That's probably one of the most vivid pieces of movie audio that there are or is.
I agree.
In history. I remember seeing that. I remember that scene. You do too. I don't know that the ladies have seen this movie, but it would be a great movie for you to, just the story and the fellow who played the network anchor was a classic American actor. Peter Finch was his name. He died of a heart attack.
Peter Finch. Yeah. He did before he won the Oscar for that character of Howard Beale. One of the most iconic pop culture characters in the history of film. Anyway, Doug, this day in movie history, November 14th, 1976, Network hit theaters, and it was a big hit. You know, interesting part, looking back at this movie and the year 76, these are the five films that were nominated for Best Picture. Taxi Driver, Network, All the President's Men, another movie called The Bound in Glory with Keith Carradine, and a little film called Rocky, which wound up winning the Oscar for Best Picture. A lot of people thought the night of the Oscars, Network would win. Rocky wound up winning both terrific movies, but Network, one of the most visionary movies, maybe not even visionary enough to predict what the culture would be now, especially in the television news landscape, but a landmark movie and a great character, Howard Beale, played by the late Peter Finch. Also, William Holden was in that movie, and he was a great, great, great actor.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, in a lot of films now, you don't see actors in the age of 50-plus leaving movies. They've gone, you know, 20, 30, but guys like William Holden were just simply awesome leading
the movie. Interesting. They both died fairly much. I don't know that Finch was a smoker. Holden was. And Holden died Around the same time Finch did have a heart attack. I'm trying to remember.
No, William. This is William Holden. Was an alcoholic, and
he's an alcoholic.
He was dating Stephanie Powers at the time.
That's right.
She wasn't home. He passed out, hit his head on a bedpost.
That's right.
And you let out, okay. Let out on the floor.
That's what happened. Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, there's a trip down memory lane for one way or another.
Yeah. Hey, some other new movie news, a streaming news. Disney signed up 10 million streaming viewers in its first 24 hours. It's a very solid mark. I can't tell you how many people I'm running into say, boy, I just got Disney Plus. I'm not leaving the house anymore. I know. Is that a good statement or a sad? Is
Mandalorian
that a sad?
Is sad.
Yeah.
I heard good things about
that. Mandalorian. Yeah. People are obsessed with it.
Yeah. Unbelievable. All right. So we got that to think about. What's that going to do to viewership in the theater? Anything? Is that just one more notch?
I mean, it's just another notch. I mean, the more streaming, more quality projects come to TV, I guess that'll erode somewhat in the theater marketplace. But if you look at the box office in terms of dollars, because they keep raising the ticket, what is the ticket price of a movie, Victoria, in New York City now?
If you see Holy IMAX, smoke. It's 25, and if you see
what's a regular
movie? Regulars is 20, 21.
Really? So I go around here.
I'm about $9.50, $10 for a regular movie.
Wow.
Yeah. $13 here, and usually $16 in L.A. It's that, and that's the senior price.
Let me ask you another question, Doug. A lot of these theaters, especially in New Jersey, I'm in Pennsylvania, are going to some of these unique boutique theaters where they serve you dinner, watch a movie, wait.
I had dinner. I went to see. I do. I actually
you
do like
that. Yeah, I don't.
I like going to the movies at the end of it. Like I did. I went a couple times this week. At the end of a day when I wasn't feeling well, I just kind of wanted to zone out. And so I had a Cobb salad one night, and I figured what the heck I had the second night. Something, some kind of a flat pita thing.
So you you walk into the theater, and then what, somebody takes your order?
Yeah, you sit down in a chair, you hit a little button, and a waiter comes to get your order. There's a menu right there beside you. And,
but does everyone have to be served before the movie starts? Because that would be distracting. I don't want to see waiters going in and out if I'm trying to watch a movie.
You know what? I haven't paid any attention to. I haven't watched that. Whether or not that happens, I always usually it's during the preview of coming attractions. And by the way, speaking of that, I saw the preview for Charlie's Angels coming out this weekend, and actually a review. We were talking about it at dinner last night because Jonathan Tucker, my friend, and what all of my friends know him now, he's quite a good bad guy, and he got the best reviews of anybody in the movie, which I kind of...
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people find this new reboot of Charlie's Angels enjoyable.
Right.
It's not tracking great, though, but I mean, it is what it is.
But the reviewers have given it some interesting comments like that one. All right, Chucker, good job.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.